Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 362. Crawler's eyeballs are way up in our grill right now. But hey, you know, that's all good. It's all good. Let's start with Cheesy. How's it going?
What's going on, Cheese Curds? Feeling good. Just feeling goofy. And I think it's just going to be a fun podcast. We got a lot to talk about.
We do. We do. Crawler, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Yeah, really? Like, that eyeball was way up close.
Cheesy got to learn about my sarcasm today, too.
Oh, neat. That's fun. That was nice. Johnny, how are you?
I'm good. I just want everybody to know that Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is my favorite movie of all time.
Okay. This is Johnny's last show with us.
Go on red. Go on red, Johnny.
Go on red.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, before we get started, guys, of course, jump into the Discord, n64josh.com. Actually, we get to do it the cool way now since everybody in the boosted. Discord is so red and we're boosted now. We can say discord.gg/n64josh. So thank you guys for that. Really do appreciate it. It's awesome. I have a whole lot of work to do to get it utilize everything that's unlocked now. So
do you know we're apparently playing Among Us on Twitch?
We did
Seems
that last
a little
night.
Sus.
Yeah, we did that last night for a little bit. So
I mean that's what category we're in.
So. Yeah. Well, hey, there you go. There you go. We're talking indie games, so that's why we're here. The Smash Bros. Tournament happened at the end of this month. Signups are already available at n64josh.com/smash. We are looking for sponsors for that if you are interested. We talked about the sponsor from last week, and I got a message from them saying that they ended up getting a handful of new sales, and we're super stoked about everything. So nice. Was really, really glad to hear that. So before we get started, of course, we want to find out where all you guys are streaming and where all your content can be found, and then we'll jump into the meat and potatoes. So, Cheesy, take it away.
You can find me on Twitter, Twitch, TikTok, Instagram, CheesyC64, CheezyC64.
And, Crawler, how about you?
You can find me on Twitter and TikTok, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E. I got some videos up on TikTok, so come give me a follow, you know. Get me to that 1,000 so I can go live.
Love it. I love it. That's great. That's what I like to hear. And Johnny, how about you?
You can find me on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, CheesyC64, change it up. No, Johnny Bo, JOHNIIBO.
All right, we're going to start with the Indie World Showcase, which...
Do we have to? I'm sorry.
No, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot for me in that showcase, you know, not a whole lot. But I know there are some incredibly fun games, especially like the motor, the
mini motorways or whatever.
Yeah, like that's a pretty well, like pretty beloved game. Like I don't say I have really addicted. So
I have the count, like the sister game to that was originally the Mini Metro. I have that on my phone.
Got it. Yeah,
I think it's the same developer and same game, one same shot. Style.
One shot. I don't know what it is, but like a lot of people were excited to see that show up.
Yeah, and I think. The one that looked the most interesting to me, I think, was it Silt? Was that the name of it?
Silt looks so cool. Yeah, definitely has some grease vibes. if you've played that game, which I don't even know how to explain that game because you just kind of,
it's just colors
and you walk through the world, but you can't get hurt. There's some platforming, you don't die, but it tells this beautiful story. So I'm really excited to play that game. I thought another one that looked really interesting was Another Crab's Trash or Treasure. Another Crab's Treasure.
That's a Souls-like.
Yeah, a Shells-like. Yeah.
Yes, of course, the Shells-like. Yeah, love it. What was the other? Umbrella Gun also had, you know, some pretty, mm-hmm. look pretty cool, but not something we're going to see for... That was in 2023, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm.
I almost pulled the trigger on the Gibbon game last night. That's out. It looks like it's kind of a momentum.
That's the orangutan or what are they?
Gibbons.
Called?
They're gibbons.
They look like I don't know.
Gibbons are a type of monkey.
Are they?
Okay. Oh, really? Yeah, that's cool.
I thought it was just called that.
No, Gibbon is they're long arms.
I don't like about these indie directs. I forget about the games. Like, I mean, I'm hoping I'll remember the crab game, but that's not coming out until 2023. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'm gonna get that.
It'll get promoted again when it comes out, and we'll get. But yeah,
honestly, I don't even know what else was shown. I've already forgotten.
It's gotta go to Wario64's Twitter feed, right? And just
look at all. We just, I don't know, anytime that they show these indie directs, it makes you realize how many games are out there that need to be given a chance instead of just the regular AAA release schedule. You know, there's so many that we miss out on, and creators that have put in a lot of work. And it does suck when you see people, including myself, hoping to see Silk Song or Sports Story or some of these indie games that are well known, and then you're like, what, it wasn't there? But all those other games that people put a lot of time in just get overshadowed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and in some cases there's games that didn't even make it. There's a game launching, I believe it's May 22nd, called Squish, and it's a mix of Smash Bros and Tetris, and it was the highlight of PAX West. And why PM Studios is publishing, and I don't know why it wouldn't be in this Indie World Showcase. It's like Switch and PC, I think. I don't even know if it's coming out anywhere else. So like, it kind of surprised me that it didn't get much love. And I mean, it's you can get the physical, I believe, at Best Buy for $40, and it might be digital for $20 or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but that's,
and it's out now, or
no, May 22nd, I believe, okay, is when Squish is launching. And and if you guys, I mean, I've talked about Squish, I know I've talked about Squish on here, but again, it was almost a year ago. It was like September of 2021. And there's if you guys want to see, I mean, you can just look it up, but I mean, you'll probably find my videos either with Beamable or videos I did for my channel. I just can't remember at this point because it's been so long. But
I did go find Wario64's thread, because if you click on his original thing, he just keeps it in one thread and it goes in chronological order as they did the show. So first we had Oblets, which looks like a cross between Oblets and Animal Crossing and
Pokemon
and Pikmin, kind of all mixed together.
Like Stardew Valley, kind of
and a farming sim. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually, I think, a pretty popular game on Steam. Oblets.
Oh, because it's already. Yeah. That's the thing with some of these. They've already been out somewhere and they're just kind of making their way to the Switch, and they get quite a boost when they come. Etora, Lost Haven. I don't even. Is that the. Screenshots of it are. Is that I can share my screen here. Is this like the music? Is this one of the music ones?
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's the one where you play, like you kind of play to the beat or whatever. And
yeah, okay.
Had kind of a cool looking art style.
Yeah. This one has me excited, though. The Electrohead. It's like one developer that made this as a school project, and it's like a puzzle game that you're going through and solving these puzzles. Like, you can only be detached from your body for 10 seconds, but your head like charges things up or turns things on, and it looks like a fun.
Easy. How do you feel about the art style?
I think it's awesome that one person created it, but I just feel each level is going to get really repetitive, and not so much in the puzzling aspect of it, but the way that the background looks. It reminds me a lot of Death Squared. I don't know if you guys have played that, but you're like these cube-like characters that are figuring out puzzles, and they're really challenging, but the background and colors and everything kind of stays the same. So after a while, it just feels like you're doing... It doesn't feel like you're progressing in any way. So we'll see.
This is the music one with Soundfall, which I think, is that the one that came out yesterday? Or came out?
I actually bought it. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty cool. I like rhythm games.
Mm-hmm. Wild Frost, coming out later this year's Chucklefish game.
Is that the rogue like card game?
It's a card game.
A deck builder.
Yeah. Totally Accurate Battle Simulator is coming out later this summer. So, I mean, something that's been on multiple platforms is coming to Switch. So
it looks goofy. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like, it looks like
totally
that.
Accurate.
That's Surgeon Simulator or whatever, that's just like completely off the walls, you know.
And so, that's one, if you have Game Pass, I think it still is on Game Pass, so if you want to check it out and if you like it, then you want to take it on the go, then you can get it on
your buy show. A backbone.
Yeah. This is what we were talking about earlier. Gunbrella looks really cool. It's pixel art, but you have this umbrella that you can glide and it shoots a gun, like it has a like a shotgun type thing, and
it's an umbrella with a gun.
Yeah, and there's movement that you can slide up zip lines and down zip lines, and I think it's based on rhythm timing on like momentum kind of deal. It looks pretty fun.
Real quick, we got to give a shout out to Mr. Kyle Driver bringing all of his friends over on Twitch. Welcome everybody. We are currently in the middle of the Nintendo
Power about Cast. Apex Legends on the Switch.
Apex Legends. We're talking about the indie games that were announced. So welcome everybody. So glad you're here.
I think I wasn't paying attention when this one was talked about. OFK. Yikes.
That's what? The one. I think that's the one about the band.
Yeah. When was this announced? They've talked about it some other time. I can't remember if it was E3 was on or
We Are OFK is the name of the game.
Yeah.
And here's Silt. Also, yeah, I mean, cool. I some like Inside and Limbo vibes a little bit to
yeah, it. I could see that. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. As soon as I saw it was Inside, it was the first thing I thought of, honestly.
That's coming out next month. Mini Motorways is out the day of the show, so it's out already. Kind of based on just making roads and roundabouts and city traffic.
Out now, I think.
Yep.
It seems complicated, but Johnny, you go on red.
Wow! That's a throwback. My favorite movie ever.
So Wayward Strand is Wayward Strand. This is the one where it's like a
floating hospital.
But everything is real time, right? So you choose what you engage in, and the conversations that could be had or what you could eavesdrop on, I think, are continuously happening.
That's cool. I missed that part.
Yeah. I believe that's, if I remember correctly.
That was the shtick.
That was the
Josh
shtick.
Is on the bed there. Do you see that?
Was that an old man joke?
So Cult of the Lamb was next. I don't.
Is it a cult game? Do you like run a cult?
I don't remember this
yes.
one.
Yeah.
Really it's out, I think it's out now. I feel like I saw that.
Available this year, Johnny. This year.
It's Devolver Digital. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
This is what we were talking about also earlier. Another Crab's Treasure. It's a Souls-like.
Highlight of the show. Highlight of the show.
You're a crab and you can use your on a quest to get your shell back, I think. And you can use many other things to be your shell while you're battling to get there. That's coming next year.
Yeah, it looked, I mean, that looked pretty good, you know, as far as...
Here's
as
another far as crab game that you should play.
What's that
fight,
one?
Fight Crab.
Fight Crab. Let's see. Let's get you... go ahead and show that.
Yeah, fight Crab. Oh. You could big kaiju battles with crabs and lobsters and stuff.
Is that your only physical game?
I have like four or five.
love it.
So we got the Montage one shot World Machine Edition. We don't get a lot on what these games are.
No, one of them that we do get is Curse to Golf. That you get four, like let's say the hole is par four. If you don't make it, you get pulled back into purgatory and or like your soul gets sucked back into hell or something, and then you have to like rewind and then like buy a special power up, like so you can like skip the ball off of water or something like that. So it reminded me of like Golf Story and
there's no sports story. That's very
it's too soon. Too soon.
This one is out now as well. This is what we were talking about, Gibbon Beyond the Trees. So it's a momentum game. I don't know how deep it is, but I mean it looks pretty cool and it looks good.
You get to play as a monkey, so like
yeah I heard load times are kind of a pain, but other than that it sounds like a lot of fun.
Idle Manager, what Josh really wants to play. You know, it's battling or managing some K-pop stars, right? You can put them in different formations. That's totally up your alley, right?
That sounds really fun, actually.
I checked out so hard when this when this game popped up. Like, and when you just said it, I was like, "Oh, it's like an idle game on Switch. Like, we're making idle games now." And then you were talking about pop stars.
Card Shark? Do you ever play cards in this game, or is it?
I don't know. I downloaded the demo. I haven't played it yet, but there's a demo available now. So if you want to check it out, it comes out. I don't know when the game comes out, but the demo is out today. Or
another digital Devolver game.
What I remember of it, because they've shown that before in a previous indie direct.
Devolver Digital.
Digital.
What did Johnny say?
I got it right. There's both words are there. Both words are there.
Dyslexic coming out your mouth. That's it.
Yeah. What I was saying is I feel like the last time that they showed that indie direct, you are playing cards in Card Shark, but you're trying to get away with winning.
So you cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the demo downloaded. I'll have to check it out and report back.
That sounds like the digital Devolver game for sure.
So this is
Devolver Digital. I'm sorry if you're listening. I don't know why you would be listening, but like, I'm sorry.
This is what Josh.
If you
was
are
talking
listening,
about.
I take
Johnny. Johnny, you're derailing us. Derail. Third time's the charm. This is Curse Golf right here. This is what Josh was talking about.
So good.
I have no idea what this one. This must have been quick in the montage. A Guidebook of Babel.
Yep.
Is this a matching game?
Looks maybe. Like it.
Okay. Opus Echo of Star Song Full Bloom Edition. Whatever that is. That's not a good really shot of anything to tell us what this game is about. But it's out now. So yeah,
it was interesting that they didn't have a one more thing.
That's so sad right here. This picture.
At this point, I think Silk Song is not happening ever.
No, they. I'll have to go find it. There's a tweet or an article that said Team Cherry kind of teased that they're going to be featured. I think this summer.
I also think it wouldn't be in a. It wouldn't be in an indie.
The conversation anymore is like Sports Story, Silk Song. Some of these games have moved on into the upper echelon of. They would detract, like what we talked about earlier. They would detract from the other people
showcasing India, right?
So, but I mean, on the topic of our biggest disappointments from the indie world, for me, it's got to be there. Like Shredder's Revenge has been included as an indie game. We got nothing. When do we get something with these turtle games? Like,
well, didn't they just release a trailer like last month?
They gave like 11 minutes of gameplay to IGN.
Yeah.
How much more do you want, Josh?
A date.
Just a date is all I want. Like,
is it summer?
Right now, Cowabunga Collection is December 31st because it's just sitting on the placeholder.
Placeholder date. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, the other thing, and it's not, I mean, the difficult thing with these is like, there's so much now. There's so many games, right? In the early life of the Switch, like when Celeste was announced, it was like it stole the show, right? And like, I remember HateZero was so into Floor Kids, right? Like that was kind of a big deal. He was
champion for them.
Yeah. Like, and that was kind of a big deal. And then Golf Story was kind of a big deal. And Grease was kind of a big deal. And so on and so forth. Like there was a handful, and I don't feel like it's been a while since an indie has really stood out and like caught the attention of everybody. It's like, there's Hades. A little bit.
Hades was that.
Yeah. Hades was that for sure. And so I'm ready for
Hades another. Was an out now, wasn't it? When it did come out, was it an out now?
It may have been. Yeah.
That helps when you're showcased and then you can go to the eShop and purchase it right now. That helps a lot.
Also, Supergiant is a well-known developer though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's also some games that like, I would love to see get a little more love is like Braid. Braid feels like it belongs on a Nintendo system, and I don't know,
who made that game?
Braid.
Yeah, that was like it had like time manipulation, and it
yeah,
was
like Braid Mario. Was like the original.
It was on Xbox Live Arcade.
Yep. Summer Live of Arcade, Live Arcade Summer, whatever the Summer of Arcade.
I think the creator of Braid made something else like later, right?
Yeah, he's a pretty well known dev. I'll pull up his name here, but like. It's one of those titles that like it got re-released on PlayStation, like on the PS and during the PS4 days. And so I don't know why we're not seeing games like that make their way. Jonathan Blow.
It was like a little pixel. I think it's like
I'm on his.
You're not talking about Fez, right?
He made Fez. Braid, the Witness.
He did the Witness. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah,
the Witness would work really well on the Switch too.
The Witness is on the Switch, isn't it?
Is it? No, I don't think so. It's on PlayStation and Xbox, I think.
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking something else. Yeah,
but Braid would work perfectly on the Switch. I remember my roommate loved that game, like in college. I think it's an old indie game, so it might not see the light of day again. But they did port like Rogue Legacy. That's an old game.
Yeah,
Spelunky's an old game.
Right. The thing with Braid, and I will never speak about the ending of Braid because it is so well done, and the whole the way the game leads you through this whole story, and then just has a twist, and it's just like, wow. Like it it left a mark on me, like, for real. It's one of those games that I wish more people could experience, because it is so good. It plays like a Mario game, but there's times that, like, you have to hit an enemy and then hit reverse time, and it'll kind of pull it back into a different area. And then we got the gameplay going right now, and it, like, it's just so great. It is a fantastic game, and I would love to see it. See how he's dropping the chandelier right there.
That even looks like the Mario, Super Mario World.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Fence or whatever.
Exactly.
So are you having to rewind the move there?
Oh, yes. Okay. Like, if you fall in a hole and die, you can hit rewind and then pull yourself back out, and then try that platforming section again or whatever. But in some cases, the rewind is tied to the, see how he's pulling the other chandelier back up to be able to hit him again.
Yeah.
Right.
But the boss's health isn't going back. So
exactly.
That is what you have to do.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. So it's so well done. And like I said, the story, there are a few games that have left an impact on me with their story as much as Braid has. But again, I can't, if I say anything, it just takes away the
that's the one I never checked out.
Doctor Strange
watching this makes me want to play it.
I highly suggest it. Doctor Strange shows up, Johnny.
He shows up. That's one of the multiverses.
Yeah, you can rewind on Red. So
no, that looks awesome. I mean, I have to check that out. Was that like one of the games that really brought rewinds back to like our like NES games now? Or was that always a thing before?
I mean, this came out in 2008, so
probably then, yeah.
Probably influenced it.
But that rewind is like a mechanic of gameplay, not...
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the Sands of Time, Prince of Persia.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You guys remember playing that back in the day on GameCube and Xbox and stuff? So
when's that remake coming out? Aren't they working on that?
I thought they were, if I remember correctly. I thought we saw some like on an Xbox or a PlayStation showcase, but
Thinking about the other games that came out around this era, Fez was one of them. Super Meat Boy, that was another one. Limbo.
Well, there's that great indie documentary. I think I saw Braid before on that documentary.
Indie game?
After seeing the gameplay, yeah. Indie game, the movie?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Indie game, the movie, yep. Yeah.
Oh, great documentary.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Another game from that era that's on the Switch is Castle Crashers.
Now it's on the Switch.
And they
remastered it too, I think.
Remastered it, yeah. Well, I mean, all these games, I think Super Meat Boy definitely is. Limbo definitely is. Those are on the Switch. I don't know about Fez, but
Fez came to Switch like not too long ago.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, one of my favorite games ever is Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
And I feel like that really brought in the renaissance of indie games, because that was like the first really well-known Kickstarter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that game to death. And I like supporting indie devs, and when I find one that I like.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Like, there's another, there's Nobody Saves the World, which they didn't show in the indie direct because I guess it's already out. But Nobody Saves the World is a phenomenal game that you check out. Death's Door, another great one. Mm-hmm. Like there's some fantastic indie games out
there. So I think a lot of people were hoping that
too. That's a good one.
I think a lot of people were hoping that Tunic.
Johnny.
Oh, Jesus Paul. I got excited about SteamWorld Dig.
There's three games. There's SteamWorld Dig, SteamWorld Dig 2, and SteamWorld Heist or whatever. There's a lot of
there's four, games. Actually.
Is there a fourth one? Oh,
there's a card RPG.
The card one. I have that one, too.
Quest. Yeah. Quest. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, brother. I'll let you finish.
I think a lot of people were hoping for a Tunic announcement for Switch.
I think that's coming.
And the acclaim that game has been receiving probably has elevated out of an Indie World Direct as well.
I'm also assuming
that could be an out now on Switch for June.
Yeah, I'm assuming
I don't know what kind of
NDA.
Yeah, or not Xbox NDA, exclusivity contract that they have.
Don't talk about this.
Yeah.
Because that was how it was with Death's Door and Nobody Saves the World. So.
Mm-hmm. But something we're going to find out about on, what is it? What's the 16th?
Monday, yeah.
Fall Guys.
Nintendo retweeted the official, this is Wario64's tweet, but the official Fall Guys account got retweeted by Nintendo today.
They tweeted about it.
It was today.
So they tweeted about that happening. So it has to be. It has to be.
It has to be. Yep.
Yeah. Is it dropping that day?
It has to. Like it's a done game, ready to go. Is season? I haven't played Fall Guys in a while. If anybody in chat or
we took out, it up,
I wonder if season
team games
four is season four or whatever coming up. Then they got to be going into season four. I think
it's. When I start Googling Fall Guys season, it says 7 and 8.
Oh, wow. Okay. I haven't played Fall Guys in a while.
But again, I don't like, I literally, that's just what auto filled. So.
I'll buy that game for the third time and never play it.
It's going free to play. That's Epic bought it. So it should be going free to play here.
Oh, that could be the big announcement. That is coming to Switch and Xbox and it's
free to play. Yep.
Yeah.
Cause that was part of the business plan, I think, when Epic purchased them.
So they would have cross progression too, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. Cause right now,
one of their things.
Right now, I don't think between PlayStation and PC, it talks to each other. Maybe it does.
I wonder how
does. I don't remember.
With the PlayStation like skins, because they have PlayStation.
They have exclusive PlayStation. Well, yeah, I wonder if they'll translate. Because they had they've had some cool video game ones. They've had Gato Roboto. They've had but they've also had
Nate just said there was an Indie World Direct this week, Tomato Tomato.
That's great.
But yeah, what were some of the other PlayStation exclusive skins that they've had? They've had
the ghost skin. They had Aloy.
Wasn't God of War?
They had Sackboy. They had Kratos. I don't know if they had Nathan. I think they might have had Nathan Drake. So they've essentially had all of the PlayStation exclusives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we'll get Nintendo exclusives. Maybe.
Metroid.
Metroid.
Yeah, but if it's Mario. Like Rocket League and all your stuff just is only available to people that
see. Oh yeah, you don't get to see the Mario and Luigi car if you're playing somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one sad feature about Rocket League and the Mario Luigi cars. But
yeah, it's a bummer. It's a bummer for sure. So we do have some financials, which based on Cheesy's wonderful TikTok. Doesn't seem like too many things changed other than the numbers went up some, but nothing like no real major bombs were dropped or anything.
No major.
I have
bombs.
A major bomb.
Oh, but like, what is it, Johnny?
A really sad one.
Hang on.
All right. What is it?
Go ahead.
Metroid only sold 2.9 million copies. Why are you buying Metroid?
Thank you for that.
2.9 million.
It is sad.
It is the best selling. It's the best selling Metroid game now in the franchise.
I don't care. It should be more. It should be 10 million. Luigi's Mansion sold like 12 million.
Well, hold on. What are you saying about Luigi's Mansion?
I'm saying it's great, but Metroid's better.
So, Cheesy, you made a TikTok about this. What there was just some flip-flopping, right, in the top 10?
Yeah, it was the flip-flopping was Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl is above Let's Go now.
Okay.
So that's really the only big thing in the top 10. Switch has sold over 107 million units. Arceus has sold over 12 million copies, and that came out in January. So we're most likely going to see that jump the top 10 list the next quarter. That's insane. That is a new, I was going to say spinoff, but it's not. It's a mainline game, just new mechanics, and probably not exactly the way they wanted it to look, but it still has sold a ton of copies.
And there's only one version.
And only one copy. Like right. That yep. I think contributes to it a lot. It will crack the top 10. It will push Ring Fit off of, I think Ring Fit has the potential to keep selling and possibly pass Let's Go. And then Arceus to jump into the either 9
but,
or
but
10.
But then you have Scarlet and Violet coming out this year, and that's going to,
which will put, yeah, it'll push Ring Fit will fall off. It will. Yeah. I mean, we got Splatoon 2 that has sold 13.3 million. What do we think that's going to help translate for Splatoon 3?
That is going to
bet.
Oh God. All right. What?
What's your bet? Is, does it sell over? Does it sell more than Splatoon 2? I guess that's
eventually. Yes.
Over under. Over under. I'll take the under.
Oh no, it's definitely going to sell more than Splatoon 2. For a lot of people, this is going to be their sequel because they didn't get their hands on the first game. And there's a theory right now that the first game is more of a sequel to or the third game.
I'm hearing
is more
a lot of
sequel.
Splatoon 2.5. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a lot of Splatoon 2.5.
Yeah.
I'll take the under, man. I'll do it.
Dude, you're insane. There are people in Japan that are just sitting on the street playing Splatoon. Like, they just break out their Switch and they just...
Because they have good angry. Wi-Fi everywhere in Japan. They could just play wherever.
The people in Japan need to buy Metroid. That is the problem. That's why Metroid sold so little, because nobody in Japan bought it.
I think it probably sold more in Japan than it ever has, though, didn't it?
I mean, it's the Switch effect. I'm just thinking, like, I'm so good off the rails. I'm sorry.
We don't even get like we get. We're just
okay,
like,
all right. Hold on.
Buy this.
One last.
Go buy
Doctor
this.
Strange reference.
Okay.
One last Doctor Strange.
One last reference. One. I bet it's not the last one.
There is a multiverse out there where Metroid is the top selling Nintendo Switch game.
Where it sells
it's
45.
Metroid card, okay? It's Metroid
million.
Card.
Because okay. Mario never existed. He was the hero that we needed.
Well, you want to take this bet, Cheesy? I'll take the under.
Well, look at this. I didn't even realize that this was one week of sales. Kirby sold almost as much as Metroid in 1 week. Kirby sold 2.6 million copies.
People like their baby games, I guess.
Wow.
Whoa. Is there a corner that we can put him in or something? Or
yeah, we can just do this.
There he goes. Good. Oh, bye, Johnny. Oh man, it's quiet now.
Yeah, I'll just do that next time I need to make a point or we're like trying to move the show along. I'll just put John.
He's still just laughing.
I'm glad he could hear me while I was still talking because now he knows.
That's right. It's like ESPN's around the horn. Anytime somebody gets out of line, you just mute them. Just
mute them.
Yep.
I could get that power too. I just got to sign in.
I can mute him too. He's muted now. He can hear me and he can see right there. He's just muted.
All right. Well, just so it's on the table. I don't know what the bet is, but I will definitely take the over on Splatoon 3.
I think we do the chip.
No, no. Oh,
the chip. No, no.
All right.
Do something sour.
I don't know.
We'll think of it.
Yeah, I'm taking the under.
We'll say for a year.
But I guess what's the
1 year from release date?
That's a long tail bet there.
Six
months. Because we also got to wait for financials to come out then too, which is another.
So 1 year.
The sales
from
are going to die when the Switch 2 comes out. So like.
No, because it would have to wait for financials to be released after in Q3 of 2023. That's a long tail bet.
We'll get the deets. We'll get the details.
The internet doesn't forget.
True.
I mean, the fact that it sold 13.1, the last financial was 12.6. It's still selling. And Octo Expansion just came out, so I'm sure that helped too.
And it was free as part of the expansion pack.
Yep.
Did you see that? I forget who said it, but most Switch Online users upgraded to the expansion pack.
Mm-mm. So there's people must see value in it now.
Yeah, there's I think 32 million Nintendo Switch Online subscribers. So you're looking at least 17 million.
We don't see value. We just buy things that Nintendo puts out. That's how this works. We don't even open it. We just buy it and don't even open it, right? Nintendo Sports. Here it is, still unopened. I'm playing it though. Hey, Min Amiibo.
I got mine this week too.
That came out. Oh, Johnny got two.
You don't need to now, Johnny. You can scan it in the box.
I accidentally bought two.
You forgot that you'd bought one. I bought something this week.
I'm too lazy to return one.
I followed through on my promise and I bought ARMS. So ARMS 2 will be announced soon, right?
Probably.
Thank you,
in June. Yeah. Thank you for that. I do want to give a quick shout out to the Nintendo Dads for raiding the Twitch stream. Make sure to check out the Nintendo Dads podcast wherever you consume your podcast. They're good dudes.
And we're playing them in Battle League, right? Like that's happening.
What's Battle League?
Mario Strikers.
I think he's messing with you.
Yeah, let's do it. But we can only do two at a time. So this will be great. Like two of us will be coaches, the other two will be playing, and we'll be like.
No, can you only Doc do two? I think that's two per system. I don't think it's two per. You could probably make a lobby of eight people.
I don't know. Based on the original trailer, if I remember correctly, local was the only place you could do eight players. I would love it if I'm wrong. That would be fantastic.
I don't know.
That would be fantastic.
So, I know the new trailer showed you could take two people from the same system online.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll find out. What do you got there, Crawler? Anything interesting?
This is just the official. I was on Stealth's tweets just because he had more financials about the games that weren't in the top 10. But this is the official Nintendo site, so there's our numbers for the top 10. I don't know where the numbers for the other titles were hidden, but
they're probably just buried in the report somewhere.
In the report, or, yeah.
Don't they? I feel like they give highlights for like the new releases. like newer releases, maybe
in the quarterly releasement. Yeah, it's probably buried somewhere in here.
They also mentioned it's 10 million units away. The Switch is 10 million units away from the PS4, and then 11 million units from the Game Boy.
Do you think it will hit PS2 DS numbers?
Yeah. It's slowing down. I don't know.
That's a big number.
Well, we have not had any like real system moving games, right?
I mean, Breath of the Wild 2, I think, will move some more units.
Especially if they do, like, they, you know, we know they're going to do a Pokemon system that moves more automatically, right? And then I'm like, I can't imagine them not doing a Breath of the Wild.
Well, yeah, because lights get counted in this total, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's very, that's very possible as well. And I mean, the bummer part is with Nintendo Switch Sports, like we said last week, if it had really hit the way everybody was hoping it would, that Switches would be flying off the shelves right now. Like
the estimate though? Isn't it like, aren't they estimating 20 something million units to sell?
They said
I'm not saying that the numbers aren't necessarily there, but I don't see that many people as excited about it, or that this is going to be getting into the hands of grandmothers and grandfathers and things like that. That's,
you're not on social media though, so you won't know.
What?
Make some TikToks about it, Josh, and get the word out. You got to play the game to do that, though.
I'm playing it with my parents.
You'll play the new reward.
Can be a cat or something, right?
You can be a squirrel.
A squirrel. Okay. Are those? Do those go away?
Yeah. Like, like 15.
They
days
rotate in. Out. Okay. I need to finish. I'm almost done with some of the other, but yeah, now there's like two things. It's a lot of games I got to play to rank up 100.
That's going to sell 25, 30 million units.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on the name alone.
Nostalgia. I mean, that's what's driving that sale.
Yeah. I just don't think it has the buzz is all. Like, mm-hmm. I think everybody wants to try it and is hopeful, but then it's not going to be like, hey, let me go out and get a Switch. And I mean, even back then when the Wii was going strong, the Wii was what, like $200 or something, you know, like it was still like, it was an easy purchase. And let me get this for my parents. Let me get this for my grandma.
Does it become the first pack in for the Switch later on this year? Or not the first, I guess, because Mario Kart's been packed in, but like,
they'll probably bundle it, I would think.
I don't think they'll do anything until things really slow down. And that's when we'll start seeing like player's choice games and more bundles and stuff. But right now they're just riding the power of the brand and they'll ride it into the ground.
I saw a tweet this yesterday or today. I don't know if it was for an article or if it was something else, an interview, but Nintendo is worried about how to transition to the next console.
I mean, I've been telling them the whole time what they need to do. It's super easy. Hold Mario Kart 9 until launch of the new system. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Maybe hold a new Mario game too.
I made a TikTok about this. I haven't posted it yet, but it's about how Nintendo is being cautious about getting their Switch users over to a new console and not repeating the same Wii U problem that they had. You know, that all was marketing, but also the name itself wasn't great. I imagine that they'll still stick with the Switch name, but
you go backwards in time and you call it the Super Switch, and
just call it Switch 2
because Wii U was confusing. But I mean, you look at the sheer numbers, 101 million units sold to 13.5 million units sold. Like, that's a sharp fall off.
It really is. Yeah. And I mean, they need to run it like they did the DS or the 3DS, where you put a Switch game in and it fires up the other operating system, and you can go back in and play your Switch games. And then, like, and it's such a tiny card slot. I don't see it taking up that much real estate. It's old tech at this point anyway. Like, moving forward, if Nintendo's going to shut down the Switch eventually after their next system comes out for all their your online purchases and everything, after this generation, I think, has been the biggest for people transitioning from physical to digital. And I hope that moves along to the next system, like just like it did with the Wii to the Wii U, you know?
I was going to say, how close are we? Like, Xbox tried to show the world that we were ready for digital only, and that backfired against them with the Xbox One kind of being like, you don't need.
It also just came up again because Xbox Live was down,
mm-hmm.
and nobody could play their digital games because it couldn't check.
It can't verify it. There needs to be a better future on ownership and how that works, and transference of ownership for digital goods. Like, not that it doesn't need to be an NFT. We don't need to get in that conversation, but there needs to be something said. I think that's why Josh and I are sitting here with shelves full of that's not focusing. There it is, but shelves full of games. And I mean, I like having the collectorness of it all. And when it's digital, like Johnny's just got what, 2 400 gig SD cards now that you.
It's amazing. Have. I love digital. It's so, it's so much more convenient.
I mean, I've made that switch for, it's kind of my preference on Xbox and PlayStation, mainly because the disc is pointless when it comes to those consoles, because you put a disc in, and it installs the whole damn thing anyway. So it takes up just as much space as a digital download, but it on PlayStation, it makes me upset even more because it's a different file and you have to download it again. If you own it digitally, but you also have a disc, it won't, if you have the download from the disc, it won't play the game digitally. If you own it, it's so bonkers, but there's so much space taken up on hard drives anyway for those consoles. I like that the Switch is able. I have a 400 gig card and it's pretty much full. And having all these physical games is nice that I don't have to have them take up as much space on my hard drive. But I mean, there's a solution out there somewhere for digital, but the verification of ownership is the big hurdle, I think, coming up next.
Yeah, but
I'd like to say that I did not bring up NFTs this time. Cheesy.
But as far as that goes, like with the Switch, like your digital stuff, you have to at least start online. Like if I'm not playing my Lite, which is my home console, I just fire up my hotspot on my phone, connect, and then I can play. Mm-hmm. Right now, from my understanding with this whole Xbox thing, is it wasn't necessarily DRM, but things that were tied to your account somehow. Like there was some kind of account verification that wasn't happening, not necessarily.
Yeah, because I couldn't even play stuff that was on Game Pass. Like, it's like, do you own this game? And I was trying to play Halo. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. So with what we were just talking about, I'm trying to find the tweet right now. I thought it was in my Xbox Factor podcast group, but it looks like it's not there anymore.
Plug.
Yeah, definitely a plug. It's a great show. Go check it out. We have a lot of fun there, but it's a tweet talking about financials from EA and digital games as a service made them $5 billion, mm-hmm. and regular here it is. Only one big publisher gaming stat you need to know: $5 billion versus $2 billion. That's how much EA generated last year in live service and other versus full games. If you need another $4 billion versus $1.6 billion, that's the prior year.
EA is a disgusting example, though, because they...
Yeah, that's not games.
They milk that's gotcha. I mean, that's gambling.
My point is that as a business, Nintendo, their analysts and everything, they have to see this stuff, right? Yeah. They have to know this stuff, and they have to see that, like, that there's going to come a point where they're going to have to start playing ball with this kind of stuff to stay viable. We're not there yet. They're on cloud nine right now, right? But I think what we're seeing right now is the renaissance, if you will, of these like streaming services with Game Pass, and now which forced Sony's hand. And Sony is still struggling with that because they want to charge you $70 and make you pay $120 a year, right? And Nintendo will be in the same boat if they decide to do something like that. They don't have to worry about it right now, but 2 years from now, 3 years from now, even 4 years from now, whatever the case may be, like if you had said 2 years ago that PlayStation was going to be slowly grinding to a halt because you can't get systems, and then they're even pushing their PS4s and stuff again, everybody would have thought you were crazy, right? Like it doesn't make... Now we're seeing Xbox take more of the market share, and they're setting up to become the Netflix of gaming. And as that happens, somebody's gonna, like, Netflix is no longer king of streaming service.
Netflix is gonna give us ads by the end of this year.
They have no choice. They're so far in debt.
I mean, Disney Plus has kind of surpassed them as
the go-to streaming service.
I would mainly say so because Disney owns Fox and
plus now you have to watch everything, so you're caught up on the next movie.
Doctor Strange.
Dang it. I tried to let it be the last reference.
But while I was saying all this, I'm watching Cheesy's facial expressions, so I'd like to hear what you have to say.
It's so funny when you know I have something to say. I think that Nintendo... All right, I know that Nintendo's like online is not great, and it hasn't been great. I do think that they are working on it. And again, it's not going to be great or to the level that we want it to be, but it will be a huge improvement. And the reason I say that is because of the Switch 2. There's absolutely no reason for them to start over their NSO, you know, like all of their virtual games. They have the NES, they have the Super NES. We have some N64 games, but like if we...
Well, now that Switch, we're not buying them a la carte, it doesn't make sense to restart. It makes sense to restart when we got to buy them a la carte.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard to imagine, though, them not wanting to, like, release Ocarina of Time again, you know, just to get it in the hype cycle, because it's a big name, you know? But they need to keep pushing forward with these virtual games and their older consoles. And, I mean, we've talked about it before, they need to have a game that is just exclusive to NSO. Just a Nintendo game that's like a part of the expansion pack that you have to pay for to be able to play that game.
NES Remix, bring it back.
Mario 35, yeah. It's done and works on the Switch.
Yeah. Mother yeah. 3.
Which Reggie game says we just, they that, don't was, all, that was all for free. We just gave that to him. Just like, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Reggie go ahead, Johnny.
They're smarter people than I am. Yes. So they know what they're doing. I highly, like, they don't need to do anything right now. Mm-hmm. Like, people are still buying Switches. People are still buying games. They have a slate of games that come out this year. They have, you know, Strikers, Xenoblade Splatoon, new Pokemon. Like, they're riding this wave until the Switch is, like, on a rapid decline, and then they'll release the new thing and just release, you know, something that we haven't seen a Mario game in forever. We haven't seen a new Mario Kart in even longer.
Is that smart, though, to let it start declining and not to try to optimize when you're up on top?
Nintendo's always on top, though. Like, even when they're not in the spotlight, they know it, and they just wait until it gets quiet, and then they put out their tweet or their game announcement, and they're back in it again. There was a conversation I had with a friend that was, if Mario Strikers Battle League is going to have like a $20 DLC pack, or like, you know, there's characters that you have to pay for. And the only reason they brought that up is because they made Luigi's Mansion 3, and that was a $20 DLC pack for some of that content in that game. However, their expansion pack wasn't made yet. The Nintendo expansion pack wasn't released yet. So do we see next level, or just Nintendo in general, do these DLC packs that are like $5 or $20, or is that just included with your subscription?
I hope neither. I hope if it's features as weak as new characters or more characters or more arenas to play in, it's included, because half finished games that should have more content in them. We were criticizing that last week, looking at the trailer, and what,
it's only 10 characters.
Like, that's a weak roster for the Mario Kingdom. Like,
and there's only one stadium. It's just mashing the two of them together.
Yep. Yeah. But so to get back to my point with the EA versus the 5 billion versus the 2 billion, why couldn't Strikers be Nintendo's Rocket League? They have the characters that they could sell and that you could unlock in Battle Pass. They have all of this, like, this gear now, like, and why not think beyond just the, like, casual soccer play? But I mean, Rocket League is an esport also.
Yeah. I mean, right? for that to be successful, Nintendo has to be willing to drop a title that could potentially end up on their top 10 list.
Yep.
Not that a sports title would, but the executives in Japan, because that's what drives this. NOA has very little to do. And I think NOA executives can probably see a little bit more what's current in the trend. Japan likes to live kind of to the beat of their own drum, but they have to be willing to drop guaranteed aces or tennis or golf sold more, probably golf, right? But whatever title is selling the most, so a million something copies, if that's where they're at, they have to be willing to forego six million in sales for 60 million in sales for potential 120 million in Battle Pass or something. I mean, if they can find something that is annualized or quarterly, and they can charge $20, all they have to do is get, I mean, they have to get half of the population to do it three times, or 75% of the population to do it twice or something like that, and they already make their money back. But it's a guarantee versus the potential, and they don't have the history. There's market trends, but Nintendo tends to buck market trends and do their own thing, so they have to be willing to jump feet first, I guess, to try it. But they aren't going to be able to be successful doing that with a $60 title. People reject that. And
they'll be the company to try it.
Yeah, and it'll fail, and they'll get credit. I mean, they'll get...
But if we found out that Strikers had a battle pass in 2 months to keep that game alive, to keep it more fun, to keep it fresh, and to have more people playing it. I'd buy it in a heartbeat.
What is in a battle pass for Strike? Like we're already past an hour. We're gonna go long again for anybody listening. So, but like, what does a battle pass for you? What keeps you like? Because we just wrapped up an hour long Halo show mm-hmm. where we're going into season two. That's for season one lasted 6 months. Season two's lasting 6 months, and it's criticized for being kind of lackluster in what we get in the battle pass. What is in a battle pass for you for Strikers if to keep you engaged in it?
Characters and armor, I would think. And I don't know that Strikers is the best option. I'm just using it as an example coming out right now and knowing
I think
that
Splatoon would work.
You said Mario Kart as well.
And Mario Kart would work.
But if they want to dip their toe in the water and Metroid sold as well as it did, I would pay a Metroid subscription to get bounties that you have to go and do with Samus on the regular.
Don't like, listen to Josh. Metroid didn't sell enough.
But I've been wanting them to do that. I'm like, for the longest time, I was saying, give Metroid to an indie dev that can make these bite-sized missions for us, or these, you know, like that it's you get to actually be the bounty hunter.
What happened to that from Nintendo giving the IP out to
the Cadence of Hyrule?
Yeah, stuff? Cadence of Hyrule and mm-hmm. and what was the other one? Wasn't there another one?
Well, Mario there's plus Rabbids.
Yeah, there's Rabbids.
And
yeah.
Star Fox with
Starfield.
With, oh yeah, what?
Yeah,
does that really count? That wasn't like a
Starfield. Jeez,
they're not Starfield. What is Starlink? Starlink. Yeah. Hey, Starfield was in the news this week.
You know? I know. It just made me laugh. That's all. So,
Cheesy, would you buy a Splatoon Battle Pass after spending $60?
For sure. But I do think that when it really comes down to all of this, I wonder if they are thinking about the kids. And I know the kids are playing, you know, Fortnite, they're playing Rocket League, they're playing all of these games because they just ask for a credit card and they get it. Or I don't know what kids do these days, but they're playing all of these games. I think, though, that Nintendo doesn't want to be looked at as a company that's like money.
Nickel and diamond. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean, I know that they do. Don't get me wrong. There are some things that it seems unnecessary, especially after Reggie left Nintendo of America. After his book, you learn that he did give a lot of things away for free. That did make sense. You know, it wasn't just like, hey, let's give this away for free because I want to. It actually made sense with the product. But I don't know. I was just thinking about it. I guess they gave us a leg strap with Switch Sports. So, you know,
you paid $10 for that.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's fair. Also, I don't really care about the leg strap, but I just see them as trying to be as friendly as possible. And they already do get a lot of crap for nickel and diming us for Amiibo or, you know, like a Mario 3D All-Stars that's $60 for these games that shouldn't be $60, and it wasn't like a remaster or anything like that. So I think that it would just be bad news. Doesn't mean that they wouldn't make money. People would still pay for it, but Nintendo doesn't want to see themselves in that way.
I'm just sitting here thinking, and Nintendo kind of already has their hand a little bit in a free-to-play game with a battle pass. They have Pokemon Unite. Mm-hmm. Like, they're getting a cut of that, yeah? It's not just Pokemon Company and Tencent, right?
Yeah. But again, like, with Pokemon, I don't even think that they really associate themselves with Pokemon. Sure, they get, like, a cut.
They're what, 40% owners of Pokemon Company or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, Google that's like a mobile game. I feel like it's a different... Like, I know Pokemon Unite started on Switch, but it was more geared towards like a mobile audience, and it has...
Well, speaking of mobile,
they
released Mario Run, and that was a $20 app.
Was it 20? I thought it was 10.
It was 10.
Was it 10? Okay, maybe it was.
I bought
10.
It on sale. People hated it for it.
Like, yeah. Yeah. They were mad about that. And then they released Mario Kart Tour.
And they and they make a crazy amount of money on Fire Emblem Heroes as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying that they shouldn't do these battle passes, but I don't think... I mean, what does Nintendo stand for? There's it actually stands for something that's like...
Leave luck to heaven.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think that they are very traditional and want to make sure that they uphold their name and their legacy.
I don't think you're wrong, but I don't... I mean, they've had to adapt, right? The funny thing is the NES could connect online back, and then they thought, oh, it was useless, and then they stopped worrying about online stuff. You know, we're talking like in the 80s. Like, there was, I can't remember what you could, like, I don't remember if you could trade stocks or there was something you could do.
Well, yeah, because they were selling the NES to businessmen, Game Boys and NESs.
Yeah.
Japanese businessmen.
But let's talk about a little bit more about the possible battle pass with Strikers. Let's say, and they want to do this to where it's more consumer facing. If the battle pass is $10, sell a standalone Strikers for $40, but the $60 version comes with your first two seasons.
Yeah.
Right? So now...
Or the expansion pack, you just get a season. Or like, you kind of like Fortnite Crew, how you always have the battle pass.
Yeah, a subscription model, definitely people set it and forget it, and they keep getting it. So, I mean, that would be
the reason that I'm pushing for this is not because I just want to see Nintendo make more money. I want to see these games that we're spending $60 on last longer and have a reason to keep going back to them. How many people do we all know that will go and play Rocket League because they want to work on their battle pass? Mm-hmm. It's allowing us to have more value because there's a greater amount of people still within these games playing when it comes to these online games, right? If Nintendo is worried about like really taking this step, look at what Halo Infinite did. Their multiplayer is free and there's a battle pass, and the campaign was $60 or on Game Pass. Right? So you can still take the core game. They could release Strikers for $60 to anybody that wants to buy it that way and choose not to have a battle pass, but they could also take the multiplayer and put it for free and do a battle pass with it if they want to. Like, there's really no reason that they can't do both of these things.
Yeah, and that would hopefully drive up the quality of a single player experience to justify it, because Super Rush or whatever it was, the campaign was not great. It was a little bit better in Aces, but still not great in Aces. Like, add some depth and chat. Like, I feel like we beat a dead horse when we bring it up, but World Tour had expansive challenges built into the game. Where is that content? Like, add value to what you buy. And
if Super Rush had a battle pass, they could make those challenges a thing, right? We could continually be my biggest thing is not that I want to spend more on battle passes or anything. I want the long tail. I want games to play with the community. I can play Mario Kart on TikTok with an unlimited amount of people. There's no reason that Super Rush shouldn't be the same way, where everybody could jump into the same game and we all just golf together. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, tennis, I know that's a continuous
golf tournament that is just always going.
And tennis, I know that's a little bit tougher, you know, because you'd have to make it like a tournament style where it just throws everybody in and you start. But even that could be the amount of games you win. You move up. It doesn't have to just be in the tournament like a one and done kind of
thing. Or there's mini game scores that you compete against, like add mini games in there. Cause Aces was just living off like there's some party mode stuff with like the mirror hitting into the mirror and all that kind of stuff where it goes different ways. And but they could gamify it a lot more and add a high score kind of mini game type, make it more party game, and then have those games have leaderboards.
Johnny, you were going to say something.
I don't remember. Oh, I do remember now. There is like a little indication that they might be considering some type of seasonal event, because they mention seasons in the Strikers trailer.
Right.
For clubs. So they said every season you'll compete to like get ranked higher, get into a higher quality cup essentially, or league essentially. So I wonder if they'll associate some like special customization for that, because what they showed in the like armor, it wasn't much. It was only like a few pieces. So I'm thinking that they're going to have more,
and that's and that
add more,
and that affects stats heavily, I think.
But if they just release an expansion pack, or they put it, and then we just have to grind that stuff out, it doesn't necessarily mean that more people are going to be playing it together online. And that's the problem I'm trying to solve here for us, because like, you know, I bought Switch Sports and one of the things I thought we'd be able to golf, like bowl with a large amount of us in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like what you can do with eight or something.
You do eight, yeah.
You know, which I mean,
so half of what you can online, but
Josh, I'm sorry. We don't all have that many friends.
That's not you. The community builder in me wants to be able to get as much out of these games for everybody as possible, you know, and even if Strikers came out at $60 and Nintendo said, hey, you're going to have a battle pass for 1 year with this game for buying it at $60. And then they continued it after that. To me, that still seems like a fair trade-off, because it gives us reason to keep going back.
Yeah. I mean, the most consistent game that they have that's like that right now is Splatoon. I mean, they kept that game going for 2 years. And then even after 2 years, they were like, hey, we're going to throw in some repeat Splatfest. We'll do the Superstar versus the Power Mushroom. Yeah. So
they monetized that big time with t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
you know, I mean, that was a huge money maker for them, and the community was excited about it. Like I was just talking about that shirt tonight, cause I can finally fit into it. And yeah. So
and they would need to tweak leveling up in Splatoon if they wanted to add a battle pass, cause it's way too much of a grind to level up, or they'd have to have a separate battle pass leveling system.
Yeah. And there might be people fuming about this conversation, and that's fine. Yeah, go in the Discord and talk about us, or tweet at us. Like
leave
leave a review. That's great. My thing is I just want us to be like, I want us still playing Rush. Super Rush. I want us still playing Aces. You know, I want us playing Strikers for a long time. Like people do with, I mean, how many years have people been playing Fortnite and still enjoy it?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and what I'm thinking about right now, Monster Hunter Rise.
Mm-hmm.
That came out last year. That had constant updates throughout the year last year. It had new hunts and new customization options. And now we're getting a big DLC pack coming up here in a month.
Yeah.
Like, do something like that.
I mean, Capcom has been super successful on Switch. I'd say probably the most successful third party on Switch.
And potentially, I mean, Square is up there as well with a lot of their JRPGs and stuff. So
I think Nintendo is trying to get more into the online space. I mean, when you really look at the Switch, Switch Sports is an example right now. They are trying to do cosmetics pretty frequently and to get you back into the game. And yeah, you only play for, you know, as long as it takes to get those cosmetics and then you bounce out. But when you look at Animal Crossing, Switch Sports, Splatoon 3, they all have these name tags that you can make for yourself. So they are wanting you to go online and play with your friends and be more creative in that sense. And maybe, honestly, maybe they're not even looking at like season packs or battle passes. Like, we saw what Animal Crossing can do. And I know people are probably going to be upset about this, but like, maybe they are trying to get into more of a metaverse. And when you look at Animal Crossing, that's really what it was just your character going online with your friends, building your island, your town. Like, again, Nintendo is going to do things completely different than their competitors, and they'll find a way to make it work, but it is still going to be a long way to get there.
I would buy a battle pass for Animal Crossing.
you know how easy it would be to sell these things? They have such a plethora of Nintendo themed items that they could just add. Like, I saw a TikTok and it was like, add Nintendo themed items to Switch Sports. Like,
oh yeah,
make the bowling ball a Chain Chomp. Make the volleyball a Metroid. Like, give us, you know, Link outfits and give us Mario outfits. And
you put a Goomba inside the bowling ball just so that, just so its mean face and eyeballs are looking at me when I go to throw the ball. Like, sign me up. Like,
Kirby, make Kirby a ball.
Yes.
It'd be so easy to sell this.
I mean, I think that would be cheating.
I'm giving you money, Nintendo.
He would just suck up the pins. There's really no point in that. It's just a cheat.
All right. That was a fun chat, boys. Hopefully you guys listening you guys don't mind it.
No, they're asleep by now.
Yeah, everybody's passed out for sure. If you guys made it this far in the audio version, we appreciate you. But everybody that's here, thank you guys so much for being here with us live. We do appreciate it. And of course, jump into the Discord and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye now.
Go on, Red.